841 on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We do need to clarify the report about Matt Ryan wanting to split duties between the Falcons and CBS, because that got cleared up yesterday. But before I get there, it's the last time I'll bring up the show. On the show, maybe.
Oh, no.
The Stranger Things craziness.
What's the other world called?
The upside down.
Yeah, my bad.
So it's wrapping up. All this craziness is wrapping up. Obviously, we just had the finale. Jackson, Georgia is where a lot of the show was filmed. They actually held a vigil.
Okay.
They had 400 people attended this event to celebrate the finale. They had a vigil because it's like they're in downtown Hawkins, basically.
Were you there, Dylan?
I was not. I didn't even know that happened.
I mean, to me, that's...
Bo, were you there?
Where? In Jackson, Georgia? No.
Yeah.
Is that where the lake's at? Like, is there a lake down there, like Lake Jackson or whatever?
I'm sure there is a lake somewhere.
I don't know.
In Jackson, Georgia.
Yeah. Sounds right.
It's a sound bet, usually.
But that's where Hawkins, downtown Hawkins was. So they had this vigil. Now, up here in Atlanta... The Terra Theater. Have you guys been to this theater? Old school, has a bunch of lights all over it.
I have not.
Where is it? What part of town?
Where is it? Buckhead?
I feel like I've
so many people
I feel like I've
at
driven
us.
Past it.
I have driven past it too.
But I can't think of where it is located. So, somebody's driving by right now going, "Idiots."
I know. They're like, "It's right there." Or is it off Lindbergh? I don't know. Okay, so
is it close to Terra Boulevard? I don't know.
Terra,
no, it's in Atlanta.
Theater though is where one of the final scenes was shot.
Oh.
So
yeah, I used to live over that way.
Couple characters, Dylan, you know, were in a theater at the end of the movie.
Yes.
So at the very end of the premiere of the finale, the manager of the Terra Theater came out and was like, FYI, seats F11 and F12, you are sitting in the seats where so-and-so were sitting. You have free tickets for the next viewing.
Nah, that's crazy. That's so cool.
I know. Amazing.
Why did you have to see the finale in the theater, or was it like an option?
It was an option. Yeah, it was just for funsies, but it technically wasn't even like a ticket. You bought a voucher for popcorn because it's Netflix, so they couldn't license it that way.
Yeah. So you basically bought a $20 food voucher.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Absolutely, I did. 8:30
What theaters you go to?
Atlantic Station one.
Man, Regal. I keep seeing characters, like the actors pop up in all these random theaters. I'm like, why not me?
Why can't I pop up at the right one? Why can't it be the right one there?
Because you get to go to dinners with, you know, Dale Murphy the governor and everybody else. So
yeah, what are you talking about?
Why don't you just get over yourself a little bit? You don't get everything, Allie.
That's true. Wow. You don't get everything. I mean,
Dylan, you don't get everything either. You went to New York on Broadway to see Stranger Things.
I paid money to go do that. I didn't get that for free.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that didn't get to do that.
I would say that warrants a surprise visit more than just a random theater
show. I was going to say, the fact
showing.
That you were willing to invest, I'd say I'd need a character to show up.
Yeah. I would go again, by the way. I would definitely go again. Yeah. Dang, so good.
Yeah. You know, one of the characters did show up, one of those like 2 nights before you went.
Yeah, and of course I wasn't at that one. I just missed it.
Should have went earlier.
And the crazy part is we actually planned to go earlier, but, you know, the way things worked out, by the time we were actually getting the tickets, they were sold out. So.
Womp, womp.
Anywho.
Sad.
Anywho, we got to clear up some rumors that went around because we were talking yesterday about how we did not want Matt Ryan, if he is going to be the president of football operations for the Falcons, to split his time between CBS and being the president. So Tom Pelissero put out a tweet yesterday. As the Falcons complete the process of hiring their new president of football, one point of clarity, my understanding is Matt Ryan would not continue working at CBS if and when he's hired. Ryan lives in the Atlanta area and intends to be all in on rebuilding the football operation.
As he should be.
Do you think, though, like Matt Ryan heard everyone saying, like, he can't split his time? And was like,
somebody definitely did,
Hey, Tom, I didn't say that. Tom, I didn't say that.
There's a layer in the middle there between Matt and Tom, and whoever that layer is, be it an agent or publicist or whatever else is going on, they definitely were like, dude, no, that's not going to happen. Why? I theorized yesterday. I was like, why would you take on both roles? Like, I feel like there was a lot of pluses to taking this role in Atlanta, and they're all kind of erased if you're going to do both.
Yeah, I think also you got to be seen if you're the team president. I mean, Or maybe Mr. Blank was like, no, you're going to sit next to me during games. I want to know what you know. I want to see what you see. Because that's always been a thing that's happened. You know, the team president sits in there with the GM.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, yeah, well now the CEO, which is Beatles, and the team president, and who will be whoever they hire, whether it's Josh Williams or Matt Ryan. I also don't know how that conversation went. I mean, I think that could have been something where, look, we all get stuff from sources, and with that source that Tom Pelissero got that from, was it like Bill Cowher sitting there and be like, hey, you going to do both? You still going to do this job? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he says, or it was like, I just don't know how the conversation went. And yeah, I'm sure in a perfect world, I think the bigger question is, he's still going to do his little podcast that he does with Zach Klein and Todd France and Aaron Donald.
That would have to stop, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think you could still do that. I think you'd have to be, the problem is
very veiled.
Well, you couldn't say players' names.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to be very vague about how you talk about other players in an offseason anyways. I think you could talk about if your team you're playing. I think all of that would probably come to a screeching halt, which does suck because Matt is really good at getting to hear him do all that, and because he's, I don't know if you got to hear any of the Washington Dallas game on Christmas Day, but he was one of the announcers.
Yeah,
and when everyone else would shut up and let Matt talk, it was pretty good. Like, it was good to hear him, and I think that part as a fan kind of sucks. But that said, I selfishly would love to have Matt Ryan being the. You want it to work out where he's maybe our John Lynch or our Chris Spielman or our you name it. There's been a couple others that about there that have done it at a really high level. John Elway was the guy that did it and won a Super Bowl. So
yeah, I'm with you. And you said, you know, this is a conversation Arthur had. I would say the podcast thing is definitely something that Arthur's probably like, no, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
So many different ways that could be messed up. Right. And when you start having all these different conversations about what you can, can't say, how things can be messed up. And then especially with that kind of thing, like, it's one thing when Tom Brady's making $25 million a year to be in a booth. It's another thing when it's just simply a podcast that you probably started doing for fun in the first place.
Well, and Tom Brady's role is right now an advisor. And I could see if the Raiders don't get this right, I could see Tom Brady saying, you know what? Like, I'm taking this over. Like, this is now, I'm gonna become the president. Because I don't know. The thing was, is when Matt Ryan got into it, when Tom Brady got into the TV stuff, I saw Matt Ryan's future in TV. I don't think Tom Brady's future is in TV. I think Tom Brady's future is in running an organization. Because to me, it just feels like that's what he really, really wants to do. I think because of the way he did it and how long he played and all that kind of stuff, but maybe I'm wrong.
Can I ask you guys what you're expecting out of tomorrow? I think, maybe some expectations have shifted since we've seen a few more names pop up as candidates for the president of football operations for the Falcons. So who are you expecting to see tomorrow when Arthur speaks to the media at 11?
I'm expecting to see Arthur. That's it. Maybe Josh. But Arthur, Greg Beatles could be there now, I would assume, as well.
That was the other one I was going to go with.
Because he's the CEO, and he's going to essentially have to, you know. But I don't expect to see Rich McKay. I expect to hear a lot of Rich McKay questions, because that is a, for whatever reason, there is a portion of the media that is just infatuated with the Rich McKay part of this and everything that he has or hasn't been in the organization for whatever reason. So I expect some of those. And I mean, I think there's going to be quite a few Matt Ryan questions and what they're looking for. And, you know, have you talked to Harbaugh, or that kind of stuff? Why are you having interviews without the president in place and the GM in place, which all that kind of stuff? That's kind of what I'm expecting. I don't really think we'll get any TGL questions or anything.
No, I'm expecting.
They won, by the way, last night.
State of the franchise.
Ding.
Yeah. I'm expecting somewhat of a state of the franchise tomorrow and an outlining of what the next few weeks holds, the processes that are held, and what the game plan is. Mm-hmm. You know, probably a small look back, maybe one or two answers about Raheem, Terry, those conversations. But I'm with Bo. I expect it to be Arthur, Josh, maybe Greg Beatles, and, you know, sitting up there having those conversations about what went wrong, what the expectations were, what the expectations are, and how they're going to solve it over the next few weeks, and what the timeline is to put these pieces in place.
And I tend to believe that it will probably just be him and Greg. More and more I think about it. Like, when I heard you say it, I go, man, would he put Josh in that situation? Because what's going to happen is Josh is going to get a lot of questions. And it's going to be like, hey, are you in these decisions? Are you doing this?
Yeah, but that's something they could control, though, right? I mean, they could say, hey, Josh is not taking questions.
Well, then he's not sitting there. Can't sit at the table if you're not going to answer questions.
You've been around these way more than I have.
That would be an interesting way to start it. They're like, we'll take questions now, but not for Josh.
Josh is sitting next to me, but he's not answering questions.
I mean,
I just
wouldn't be the first time it's ever happened in the NFL.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something. I think Josh will be there. I think he'll be sitting in the front row. But I don't think you put him. The more I'm thinking about it, why would you put him in that situation? And because look, guys, the more voices, the more trouble could come from it. Because the more that you could get mixed, you know, nobody speaks the same way. And so I might say something my way, and Mike might say something his way, and you say something your way. And one person, or you have three people listening, and all people heard everything we said differently. We might say it, the speed saying the same thing, but in our own way, and it's taken differently. And I just think you muddy the waters. We don't need so many people in a room answering the same questions. But one voice, the owner. Right now, the owner is the voice. Maybe the CEO. But I would, honestly, if I was running things, if I was the head PR guy of AMBSE, I would have Arthur and Arthur alone.
Yeah, I understand that. And I tend to agree. But I just think, and you asked why I have him up there. I think if the overall message of this press conference tomorrow is, hey, we're turning over a new leaf, then I think there's some symbolism that could come with Josh being a part of that conversation. Not saying that he's got to take questions or that he would. And I'm siding with you and saying I don't know that he'll be at the table. But if there's a reason why, that would be the reason why to me. Because the visual, we all thought about the visual 2 years ago when Terry wasn't at the Arthur Smith press conference, right? It was a bad visual. It looked terrible. If your message tomorrow is, hey, as a franchise, we're turning over a new leaf, Rich McKay is not sitting here, Greg Beatles possibly is not sitting here, and Josh is a part of that, I think visually it's like, okay, here's the succession plan being put into place.
My thing is if Josh is Arthur's the owner, and the succession plan is that Josh would take over in that Arthur role, right? It's the way we were led to believe.
Yeah.
Unless he's making the decisions right now, I just don't think it's fair to him. Because what happens is you open the door for him to get asked a question, and either Arthur want to protect him and start answering it for him. Well, no, that, you know, this, or Josh say something that maybe Arthur wants to add to or clarify, and now it kind of devalues that. I just think when the time comes, then Josh sits at the table and answers the questions when he's running it and he's set in. Because don't do anything to diminish his role moving forward in the eyes of people. Because everyone's got a freaking narrative they want to spin when something goes wrong. And I think if you handle it wrong, it's just like you said with Terry. When Terry wasn't there, you diminish what people thought Terry's role was and who was making decisions.
Well, this meeting, this press conference is highly anticipated. I know on Monday when they said he'll speak Thursday, I was like, that's so far away.
How are we going to get there?
But now we're here. It's tomorrow. Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
figure out who you would have sitting at that table.